Hey there, I know you just finished listening to my sponsored message that I put at the beginning of each episode, but I have this other clip that I want to put at the beginning of all my episodes too. And what I want to tell you about briefly is I have this new text community number that I got, and it allows you to basically have a direct line to reach me. You can ask me for personalized advice or help. You can get, motivation delivered directly to your phone inbox, your messages. You can have interesting content that you don't see anywhere else on my other platforms, like personalized video messages or voice messages, things of that nature. And if this sounds like something you're interested in, a chance to become a part of a more intimate and stronger bonded community, then text me at 202-918-3573. Again, that is 202-918-3573. And if you text me, then you'll be able to become a part of that community. And I am hoping for, a rather significant portion of my audience to be on that platform. It is an expensive paid feature that I pay for, and I would hope, I get, because it's expensive, it would be nice to be able to connect on a much deeper level with my audience there. So again, 202-918-3573. Please text me, and I hope to see you on the inside. Hey everybody, how's it going? It's Lucas here again, back with another episode. And I just got finished recording my previous episode, Redefining My Content. And so this is the episode that I wanted to make today. But like I said previously, I had to make the other episode first to get you guys caught up on what's been going on in my life. And so in today's episode, I'd like to bring another what would you do question to the audience out there. And if it's your first time listening to my podcast, my sort of What Would You Do series is a series based on like the TV show, if you've seen What Would You Do? And for my podcast, I ask my audience a question that sometimes, or really more often, presents a sort of not what's the word I'm thinking of? Dilemma, right? It's a difficult choice or a difficult situation. You have to choose between two choices that, seem like it's a pick your poison situation, or it's hard to choose between these two choices, things of that nature. And so if you look at my previous What Would You Do episodes, you can sort of see some of the examples of what I've been talking about. But in this What Would You Do episode today, I would like to talk to you about gas prices. Sounds fun, right? Let me explain the What Would You Do scenario. So if you saw, right, gas prices these days, I'm not very familiar with gas prices and how they work. I don't have a car, and so I'm not very fluent in this field. But when you see gas prices outside gas stations, at least where I live right now, it seems to be like, I don't know. I actually don't even remember, come to think of it. I think it's like $2 or something. And I don't know if that's like per gallon or whatnot. But again, like I said, I'm not very fluent with gas prices. But if, let's say, for instance, the number outside is 5, right? Let's say $5 is normal. Let's say it's $5 per gallon. And let's say you're driving by a gas station and you notice the number outside the gas station does not say $5 per gallon. It doesn't say 4 or 3. Let's say it says 25 cents. That's right. Normally, the price of gas per gallon, let's say, is $5. But you're driving by this gas station and it says that its gas prices are 25 cents per gallon, a price that is so astronomically low that it could not possibly be 25 cents per gallon on purpose. And it's a mistake, clearly. But what do you do? Do you speed into the gas station and load up on 25 cents per gallon gas and speed away? Or are you the kind of person who goes into the gas station, tells the person behind the desk that, hey, you accidentally set your gas prices to 25 cents per gallon? Obviously, that's a mistake. Make sure you correct that so that people pay the correct price for your gas, and then maybe you fill up, or maybe you just drive away. What would you do in that situation? And I want you to be honest with yourself because this is important, right? This is about evaluating ourselves and what we would do in certain situations and how we could choose potentially the better choice if that's not something that we'd be doing already. And it's What Would You Do is really a series about self-reflection and understanding how you behave, who you are as a person, and how you could potentially tweak your character to be somebody of better values, right? And so here's what I would do. And this is not me virtue signaling. This is not me saying, hey, I would do this. I'm such a great person. I'm so amazing. No. Like, this is just me saying genuinely what I would do in this situation is clearly the latter. I would go into that gas station and I would tell the person working there that they mistakenly set their gas prices to 25 cents, or I would at least have them clarify to me that it wasn't a mistake, although it likely is because the prices are so low. In which case, I would say, hey, you made a mistake with your gas prices. They're set to 25 cents per gallon. Make sure you set the value to the correct amount so that you make the right amount of money. Because who knows, that person mistakenly set it to 25 cents per gallon. People are going to speed in there, run off with 25 cent gallon, gas. That guy's going to get fired or get in trouble or something. And I'm not saying, whoever makes mistakes should not deserve the job. What I am saying, and it's not about that person, it's about you. It's about what would you do. It's not what would the clerk do, it's what would you do. And you are in a position to either get away with cheap gas, or, at least the way I see it, do the right thing and tell the person working there that they made a mistake and that they need to make the right amount for their money. That's what I would do in that situation. And why do I talk about this particular example? It's one that I've seen every now and then on the internet. And I've talked to people about this particular situation, people who I work with, friends, whatever. I've talked to people, and a lot of them, an alarming amount of people that I've asked this question to, tell me that they would rather speed into the gas station, load up on 25 cent per gallon gas, and drive the heck away. Heck, they might even fill up on other containers in their car that they have too, while they're at it for 25 cent gallon gas, fill up as much as they can for pennies on the dollar and run away. A lot of them tell me that that's what they would rather do. And to me, that is sad. To me, that reflects very poorly on our society. If the majority of us were to, in that situation, fill up on cheap gas and drive away, to me, that reflects the poor quality of values that we have as a society. Those are my thoughts. And see, this is why I had to do the previous episode first, because it's not so much about helping people discover optimistic realities. It's not so much about me always trying to instill value. This is talking about, what I would do in this situation and why I think it's the right thing to do, right? Because clearly you know in your heart that it's the mistake of the person working there. And it's like if you go to a grocery store and there's a really expensive cut of meat, right? And let's say that meat is worth like $25 in the package. And it was mistakenly printed to $2.50. What would you do, right? It's the same example, just in a different scene. It's like, would you tell the person, hey, you put the wrong price tag, or you entered the wrong price tag on this meat, or would you run away? It's like, oh, it's $2.50 meat. I gotta take advantage of this. I just don't agree with that behavior. And this isn't a pro-capitalist argument, it's just me saying what I think is genuinely the right thing to do. And so, I mean, you're gonna be ripping off the store or the business, whether it's a gas station or the grocery store, you're gonna be ripping them off, and quite knowingly. And so, I mean, that's bad. First of all, you're ripping the business off. Whether you know it or not is one thing, but you're ripping them off, that's not good. Second of all, in this case, you would actually know about it because it's so astronomically cheap that there's no way it could be that cheap. So you know it has to be a mistake. But you do it anyway, which is what makes it twice as bad. So that's the what would you do question that I have for my audience today. Regardless of what I said about what I would do, make sure you take the time to ask yourself what you would do in this particular situation and why you would do it, and if it's something you believe with all your heart to be the right thing to do. And this is something that I've done my entire life. It's about looking into yourself and seeing the potentials of what you have done wrong or what you could be doing wrong and how you could change that. A lot of the problems of this world today, I would argue most of our problems in this world come from people not working on themselves. And I don't think people lack the ability to do so. It's just that people aren't self-aware enough, or people just don't want to put in the effort to be the better person. And see, like I said before, that's a problem. That's what I said in my Look to Yourself episode. People who don't work on themselves to become decent, moral, honest, respectable individuals, they make it harder for everybody else on the planet that they share this space with, because they are not decent people. When they're rude, when they're disrespectful, when they're dishonest, when they cheat and lie and steal and take advantage of, when people do these things, it makes it difficult for everybody else they share the planet with. And if we played our parts better, then this world would be a much better place to be. And I mean, of course, you have free will to not play your part and not care about it, but that's an awfully selfish way to live. And if you don't think it matters, the next time somebody hurts you or disrespects you or offends you, you don't have any right to be upset, because you're not playing your part the best you can, so why should other people play their part when it comes to you? But I know that's a tangent. I'm not here to make a Look to Yourself 2.0 episode. Back on track to the What Would You Do episode, right? So, my suggestion to my listeners and audience members out there is to be honest with the business. If they made a mistake with their pricing and you know it, be honest about it and pay the right price. And actually, something that made me think about this episode before I recorded it today is that I work at Chipotle, and I'm not sure if people do this intentionally or not, or if it's an honest mistake, but like I said, even if it's an honest mistake, you're still ripping the business off, right? So that's not good. You're not paying what you need to pay, the appropriate amount, or at all. And in this case, Chipotle, I'm talking about not paying at all. Some people offer to pay with their card, but they swipe their card too early, or, it's really only happens when you swipe too early. And fortunately, most people, or a lot of the people who swipe with their card and pay with their card, they stay at the counter to make sure that the charge went through on their card, which is a good thing. They're honest people. They're paying for their food, and they stick around to make sure that they've paid for their food. That is the right thing to do. But we have some people who swipe really early when the machine isn't ready to take a charge. And so if the cashier doesn't pay enough attention, which was me on a number of occasions, I wasn't paying close enough attention, people get away with free food because they don't stick around to see if the charge actually went through or not. And maybe they don't care because, heck, if the charge doesn't go off on the card, they just got free food. But that's not okay, because you're ripping the business off, and especially if you're doing this intentionally, swiping early so that you don't have to pay for your food, that's a double negative, that's double the bad. So like I said, in all cases, just be honest with the business. If you're paying for food, if you're paying for gas, if you're paying for grocery meat, make sure you pay the right price. You have to pay your part, you can't just steal. I do feel like if you pay 25 cents a gallon on gas that was meant to be $5 a gallon, that is a form of stealing, because you're not paying the full amount of what it's supposed to be. Sure, you are paying 25 cents, but you're still stealing. It's like a car that's worth $10,000. You pay them $1,000 and take the car. Well, you didn't pay the remaining $9,000, so you stole the car. Right? Same principle. So be honest with the businesses and people in your life that you do business with. Pay the proper amount. Don't try to shortchange people. Don't try to get away or take advantage of people's mistakes. Pay the honest amount. That is my answer to this What Would You Do question. And so, with that said, I am going to go ahead and end this episode here. Hopefully you found this What Would You Do episode rather interesting. Hopefully you found some value in it. Hopefully you found some good reasoning as to why what I think the right thing is the right thing to do. And I will see you all on my next episode. Take care. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.